Reed's new book, Substitute, Going to School with 1,000 Kids, the award-winning, best-selling, and critically acclaimed Nicholson Baker returns to nonfiction, his first book of nonfiction since Human Smoke in 2008, to delve into the world of American education. In 2014, after a brief orientation course and a few fingerprints, Baker became a substitute teacher. On 28 nerve-wracking days over the course of the spring semester, he awoke to the 5:40 a.m. wake-up call and headed into one of several nearby schools to serve as a substitute. When he got there, he attempted to follow lesson plans and help students learn. It's quite a story that he tells again in the new book, Substitute, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Nicholson Baker back to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks. Very nice to have you on the program. What brought you to want to do this in the first place?
Well, partly it's just curiosity. I want to know what goes on in classes. I mean, everyone's been a student in school at some point, but life has changed, and I watched both my kids go through Maine public schools, and I sort of had a shadowy sense of what they were doing, but what is it actually like to be in class? What does it feel like? I'd forgotten that. I couldn't reconstruct that from my own memories. And I'd been myself through an alternative public high school in Rochester, New York, called the School Without Walls. So I had a sort of unusual background, but the schools that I was looking at in Maine were very traditional. So what is a traditional high school like? I had a sort of nostalgic wanting to find out what that felt like. So I signed up as a substitute just to find out what the reality of American education was like.
Was it always in the back of your mind that you wanted to write about it?
Yeah, definitely. And I said in my job application as a substitute that being a substitute seems like the fastest, most efficient way of finding out the inner life of a classroom. It is, even though it's a sort of a bizarre situation because you're a temp, you're a person who's there filling in for somebody else, and that somebody else is a professional, trained, seasoned teacher. I'm somebody who is a complete ignoramus, and essentially a person who doesn't know anything about what's going on in the class, doesn't know people's names, doesn't know the subject matter. It's kind of an interesting perspective because you have to make it work, make it be real, avoid too many catastrophes right from the beginning. It's really hard. It's really hard to be that vulnerable and that kind of exposed in a way in front of kids who, in some cases, want to make your life miserable.
And how much of that did you see of the stereotypical how kids treat a substitute teacher?
Well, you know, the movie versions of how classes work are really, they're fine. They are just totally out of date. They're unnuanced. I think if you... real teachers know this. It's that a class is a world. It's a universe. It's a gigantic, complicated series of cross currents and forces that are really incalculably complex. I know it sounds grandiose to say that, but all of these are individual human beings with their own histories and desires and rivalries and old grudges and new enthusiasms and senses of humor. And you never know what's going to happen next. So it's a completely unpredictable universe. It's really exciting. The reason I wrote the book, essentially, is the TV and book accounts of how classrooms operate seem to me inadequate. Mm-hmm. The substitute teaching that I did, and that I recorded in this book is an attempt to fill something, a gap that's missing, is a feeling of what it feels like to live through, day by day, live through classes with kids. And I want people to be immersed in this reality and listen to what children are saying, because they're really interesting. They're lovable, they're funny, they're infuriating, they're crazy making. They are interesting, and I think you don't know how education works until you actually listen to the way they talk and think about what they're doing.
If you walked into a graduate level or even a college literature course, people say, "Oh my God, it's Nicholson Baker." They would, many would know who you are. I assume you didn't run into that with these kids.
Well, first of all, that's very kind of you to say, but no, I think I walked into a college literature course. I mean, maybe a few people would say.
Yeah, but, I think so.
Yes, and I've taught some, I've filled in with college classes. Teaching college is so easy compared to being a substitute teacher. The challenges are just huge. College kids are fundamentally fairly respectful. I mean, they may surf and text and stuff in class, but they're not going to just talk outright throughout the entire seminar.
They weren't interested in your background. None of the kids were saying, "Oh, that's Mr. Baker, and he wrote a book about phone sex once."
No, and I absolutely am very glad that they were not going to say that, I've written a book about World War II. Sometimes they would say, "What do you do? Are you a hippie?"
Yeah.
Or are you a? they said, "Are you a professor?" You know, and I would say, "Well, I write books for a living." "Oh, what kind of books do you write?" And I would say, I would definitely stress the nonfiction books.
Sure.
Because I didn't want to get into anything that would be off color or risque. Obviously, life has a lot of different levels, and school is, I don't know. You're right. Nobody cared. Honestly, they needed substitute teachers, and I was game and willing to do it. And the students were delighted by me in the sense that I was an odd-looking person with a white beard, and they would come into the class, and they'd do this wonderful double take of, "Oh, we have a sub today," and it was just a kind of thrilled, malevolent feeling sometimes of we're gonna have a wild time today, we did.
I just want to get, we're running out of time, but I just want to get to some of the big issues here in the moments that we have left.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is a 700-page book, and some of the most startling and really poignant moments of the book are when you talk about these kids. you deal a lot with in concern, and one of the surprises you had was the mental health of these kids, of just how many kids are medicated and are struggling with mental and behavioral conditions.
Well, I mean, look, the school, they pile a lot of work on kids. There's a lot of homework and there's a lot of regimented things and learning targets and stuff they have to do. So kids get anxious and parents then worry. These are not prosperous parents. These are mostly poor parents, and they take their kid to a doctor. And the doctor prescribes some fancy pill, and that is not necessarily a good thing at all. And I saw kids who were ridiculously over-medicated, and it just made their life that much worse.
Mm.
So that's one of the things that over-education, the tightening up of rigor, and the making school harder, making the day harder for kids, happens with a real cost. I mean, people are suffering. Kids are being made miserable. So one of the things that I wanted to show was the complexity of suffering, the kinds of sub-varieties of misery that these busy days can create for children. And over-medication is one of the consequences of that.
The book is fascinating. It is entitled Substitute, Going to School with 1,000 Kids. Nicholson Baker is the author. The book is published by Blue Rider Press. Thank you so much for being with us, and best of luck with the book, and thank you so much for sharing with us.
My pleasure. Thank you for talking.
Great pleasure. Thank you. Nicholson Baker, author of Substitute by Blue Rider Press. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.